Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our Christmas Eve service. And is the weather just spectacular? So mild, you didn't have to scoop any snow. And, you know, maybe this was similar to the weather in Bethlehem when Mary and Joseph made their journey there.
We light the candles. Hope, peace, joy, and love this Christmas Eve to remind us of God's gifts to us through Jesus the Christ, the light of the world.
Now, if you will read with me, Jesus, the Son of Mary,
the Son of God, one with us, our Lord, our Savior, our brother, and our friend. The Son of Mary brings us to the hope of God.
He calls us to share his hope with others.
The Son of God brings us the peace of God.
He calls us to share the love with others.
Christ, our Savior, brings us the joy of God.
He calls us to share this joy and peace with others.
Jesus, our Lord, brings us the love of God. We light the candles of hope, of peace, of joy, and of love to remind us of the gifts that the light of the world has brought to us.
We light the Christ candle to remind us that the light of the world was born this night.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shined.
You, O Lord, have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder.
His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
He is also called Emmanuel, for in him God is with us.
Let us pray. Most loving Father, thank you for this night and for all it represents. Thank you for the hope you bestow, the peace you bring, the love you pour out, and the joy you give. We praise you most of all for Jesus, your word made flesh. May he light our way as the holy star lit the way for wise men.
Amen.
Let's go to Bethlehem. That's what the shepherds said after the angel came to them, saying, "Do not be afraid, for I am bringing you the good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us. The shepherds listened to the angel and went with haste to Bethlehem. There they found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger with the animals standing around, their breaths steaming in the cool night air. As the shepherds entered and knelt at the manger, gazing with awe at the baby and his parents, they were at the end of a long chain of people who had been watching and waiting for this very thing to happen. For many, many years, all the watching and waiting for God to fulfill his promises and send his son. Sometimes these people felt that was very far away, but they also knew that God promised to come very close someday, close enough to see and to touch. Through the long years of waiting, people had heard God's promises and believed them. Some of these people even talked with God and became God's messengers, announcing again and again of God's great plan. The shepherds, like most people in Israel, also waited and watched for the coming of the Messiah. As they spent their nights out on the lonely hills and fields surrounding Bethlehem, they looked upwards to the heavens, wondering. So it was that they saw the heavenly host and heard the angels announce the good news.
We are going to go back just a little bit in the Bible and tell you the beginning of how this great thing came about. Back in the Old Testament part of the Bible, which is still very relevant today, there was a great prophet named Isaiah. Now, the prophets would receive God's word to them through visions or angels, and they would go tell the people what God had said. Well, Isaiah prophesied that a pure young woman would give birth to God's son. And he also prophesied that Jesus Christ would come as a baby. Also, in the book of Micah, another one of the great prophets, he prophesied that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. So at this time, I will read Micah 5:2. Now, Micah, he became a prophet around 742 B.C. So this was hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus. And I think it's astonishing that this was prophesied. But you, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though you are a small clan among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will rule over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times.
As we said, God spoke to people through dreams, prophets, and angels. So to announce the coming birth of his son, Jesus, he sent a special angel, Gabriel. And this is reported in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled by his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your words to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place with Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their hometown to register. So Joseph also went up from the town to Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. As she gave birth to her firstborn, a son, she wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Now, as we know, God can make anything happen. Not since Mary and Joseph lived in Nazareth. How is it that Jesus will be born in Bethlehem? Well, then, let's look at Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to the hometowns to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem to the house of David because she belonged to the house and line of David. And he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And again, she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available to them. And she gave birth to the firstborn. And we have delivered the message. So thanks be to God.
And then, as we said in the introduction, shepherds were out in their fields. Well, let's just listen to Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. And there the shepherds living out in their fields nearby, watching over their flocks at night, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
The good news of great joy for all people was born in Bethlehem. Tonight we have traveled the road to Bethlehem, heard the prophecies and their fulfillment, listened to angels, treasured these things in our hearts, and pondered on them with Mary. Along with the shepherds, we have discovered Christmas in the birth at Bethlehem.
I think they meant go tell it on the mountain, so we'll be ready. Now it is time, though, for we're going to have communion. As we take communion, it's going to be in the back. We'll take communion and then pick up a candle. Then we'll kind of circle around from both sides and try to make a small circle so we can sing Silent Night. So we hope you'll enjoy our invitation to the table. Everyone is welcome to come to the table in the Methodist Church, so we will, Teresa and I, will kind of lead you in that. "For unto us a child is born, praise be to God, Creator, Christ, and Comforter. As children of God, we are invited to join in this feast of celebration with Jesus, our brother. I believe in Jesus Christ and the beauty of the gospel that was begun in Bethlehem.
I believe in the one whose spirit glorified a little town and whose spirit will bring music to persons all over the world in towns both large and small.
I believe in the one for whom the crowded inn could find no room, and I confess that my heart still sometimes wants to exclude Christ from my life today.
I believe in the one who the rulers of the earth ignored, and the proud could never understand, whose life was among common people, whose welcome came from persons of hungry hearts.
I believe in the one who proclaimed the love of God to be invincible.
I believe in the one whose cradle was a mother's arms, whose modest home in Nazareth had love for its only wealth, who looked at persons and made them see what God's love saw in them, who by love brought sinners back to purity and lifted human weakness up to meet the strength of God.
I confess our everlasting need of God.
The need of forgiveness for our selfishness and greed. The need of new life for empty souls. The need of love for hearts grown cold.
I believe in God who gives us the best of himself.
I believe in Jesus, the Son of the living God, born in Bethlehem this night, for me and for the world.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join the unending hymn saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, Lord, and all these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed in his blood. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. We will go down the center aisle and pick up our communion elements, and then we will pick up our light and sing Silent Night.
We have traveled to Bethlehem together tonight. We have heard the Christmas story of the baby Jesus' birth that we have heard many, many times. What a wonderful story and gift. But the greatest gift is that that baby came to earth as God's son, grew up and died for us, that we can be redeemed and have eternal life with him. That is the good news of great joy. May you carry that joy in your hearts tonight as you leave, and please share it with others. And all God's children said, Amen. Amen. Merry Christmas.